"What do you want me to do about her?" the Admiral asked. He was mentally a squirm, but he was a lensman. "Nothing whatever, except possibly for our own information, to find out how many of her friends have become thionite sniffers lately. If you do anything, you may warn them, although I know nothing definite about which to caution you. I'll handle her. Don't worry too much, though. I don't think she's anybody we really want. Afraid she's small fry. No such luck as that I'd get hold of a big one so soon." "I hope she's small fry." Giron's thought was a grimace of distaste. "I hate Bosconia as much as anybody does, but I don't relish the idea of having to put that girl into the chamber."
"If my picture is half right, she can't amount to much," Kinnison replied. "A good lead is the best I can expect. I'll see what I can do." For days, then, the searching lensman pried into minds, so insidiously that he left no trace of his invasions. He examined men and women of high and low estate, waitresses and ambassadors, flunkies and bankers, ermined prelates and truck drivers. He went from city to city. Always, but with only a fraction of his brain, he played the part of Chester Q. Fordyce. 99% of his stupendous mind was probing, searching, and analyzing. Into what charnel pits of filth and corruption he delved, and into what fastnesses of truth and loyalty and high courage and ideals must be left entirely to the imagination. For the lensman never has spoken, and never will speak of these things. He went back to Ardeth, and late at night approached the dwelling of Count Avendrin. A servant arose and admitted the visitor, not knowing then or ever that he did so. The bedroom door was locked from the inside, but what of that? What resistance can any mechanism offer to a master craftsman, plentifully supplied with tools, who can perceive every component part, however deeply buried? The door opened. The Countess was a light sleeper, but before she could utter a single scream, one powerful hand clamped over her mouth. Another snapped the switch of her supposedly carefully concealed thought-screen generator. What followed was done very quickly. Mr. Fordyce strolled back to his hotel, and Lensman Kinnison directed a thought at Lensman Gerond. "Better fake up some kind of an excuse for having a couple of guards or policemen in front of Count Avendrin's townhouse at 8:25 this morning. The Countess is going to have a brainstorm."
"What will she do?"